Happy Saturday, everybody. It is Saturday, and it is a long Saturday for me. I actually been getting as much sleep as I can get in because it's going to be a busy week for me, and I don't have my son this weekend. So this is like, you know, rest, enjoy yourself, and catch up on some sleep. I was able to get me a copy of that Madden 20 for $3. That's right, $3 is all I paid for it because I got it from Redbox. And I canceled my Cash App card because I don't plan on taking that motherfucker back. So my Madden cost me $3, and I am too happy to be saving $60 on the video game, man. I do that. I've been doing that for the last 3 years, though. That's all right. That's all right. That's how you save money. Today's podcast, I was actually having some problems with loyalty and comedy. All right, y'all, there is a such thing called loyalty in comedy. All right, in this comedy game, you will understand that you will meet some of the snakiest people in your lifetime because people feel like they got to be snakes or they got to cut people down or break people down to get to the next level. It really don't take all that. All it takes is you being the authentic version of you and being a very good person, and doors will start opening by the five. So you don't have to try to rush in one door because you got four other doors to choose from. And just in comedy, man, I run into like a lot of snakes in comedy. I've always had an issue with people that, like, when I tell them something about someone, you know, if I tell you like, hey man, this guy did this to me in this comedy game, and you know, just letting you know, this is why I don't deal with this guy because he did some snake shit to me and I feel this way. And if I turn around and see you working with that same comedian, like, I don't want to work with you. For 1 minute, you done had a conversation about another comedian. I told you how this comedian is. I'm not scared to say it in front of that comedian. That comedian knows that. I'm quite sure he'll tell you the same thing. And you still go back and rock with him. I can't do it, man. I can't do it, man. You know? I've been in comedy for over 10 years. I look at myself as an OG in comedy because I know the ins and outs. I know the do's and don'ts. You know, I might not be on some of the biggest tours, or I might not be doing some of the biggest shows with some of these big-time comics. But to be honest, I really don't look forward to doing shows like that. I kind of like establishing my own name. I like doing my own thing, you know. I enjoy building my own brand by myself. Yeah, I do have people around me every once in a while that kick in here and there, but for the most part, this comedy game, it's a one-man band. You know, I do everything by myself. From the promo to the production to the booking to the managing, I do all that by myself, for myself. So I really don't have to run with crowds. And I mean, you'll learn from some of the goats, man, some of the best comedians in the game, that they're not really like into crowds. They're not really into linking up with comedians. Now, I got a lot of respect for a lot of comedians. A lot of comedians got a lot of respect for me, but I still gotta watch out for these snake comedians. You know what I'm saying? I'm a South Florida comic. I came from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I started off doing comedy there when I was 16 years old. And we didn't have no OGs where I was from. We didn't have no OG in comedy. You know, they can sit here and they can tell you Marvin Dixon and Benji Brown. They can tell you Larry Dog. They can tell you WWC. You can tell you WWC. Like, all these older comedians, but like, they not like the OGs that's in Atlanta. You know, they they crabs, man. They some real crabs. They don't let the younger generation of comics get the shows that they should be hosting. They swoop in and try to take all the jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't even been on none of Marvin Dixon shows, and best believe he hasn't been on any of my shows. But he's aware of me, and I'm aware of him. You know what I'm saying? He's aware of me, and I'm aware of him. He don't put me on none of his shows, and I'm a Florida comedian with an outstanding name, with an outstanding resume in Florida. He don't do that. We got comedians like Larry Dog. Larry Dog be hosting all the youngest of young shows, and I get reports back from promoters all the time saying, hey man, you know Larry Dog said such and such about you, and said such a... Them niggas can say whatever they want to say about me. One thing they can't say about Jet Wilson is Jet Wilson is using somebody else's material. Jet Wilson's material, it comes from my life, my own life. It comes from my whole life. And that's what I try to do, man. I don't want to be an older comic in the game that takes from the younger comics, or have to throw salt on a younger comic name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be an older comedian that everybody look up to and be like, man, you know what? One thing about Jet, man. If it ain't for Jet, he'll put somebody else on it. He'll do it. Like, he ain't gonna sit up here and try to just take all the work. And he ain't gonna throw no salt on nobody's name. Now, recognize I do know how to separate the comedian from the man. They're two different persons. The comedian is a comedian. The man is a man. You've got to learn how to separate the comedian from the man. A lot of comics used to get mad at me because somebody would ask me about their comedy, and I would tell them about their comedy. If you ask me about a such and such, what you think about this comedian? Look, I think this comedian is a great father. I think he's an amazing man. He's a great husband to his wife. You know, he don't do no wrong. He's a good dude. But the comedian in him is ass. The comedian is ass. And you got to know how to separate the two. I can separate the comedian from the man. It's no disrespect to the man, but the comedian in you is ass, bro. Like, you're not making nobody laugh. You're not entertaining. You know, you got a lot of comedians that's been on some of the biggest shows, man. The biggest shows the most times. The biggest shows the most times, and they still ain't doing shit. And then you got little old me, who don't get on the biggest shows. They don't put me on the biggest shows. They low key try to blackball me in Florida. They don't put me on the big shows. And when it's time for somebody to ask them about me for a show, they tell them my price is so high that they be like, I can't book Jay. His price is too high. Did they call me and be like, boy, I thought you was charging? Nah, man. I love stand up. It's been plenty of times I've lost money in stand-up. Plenty of times. I love the game of stand-up. I love the art of stand-up. I love getting on stage and telling jokes. I love entertaining people the right way, the real way. There's some snakes in comedy. Some real snakes in comedy, man. I had conversations with niggas, man. Told them about how this nigga here, how this nigga might have did put together a show and ran off on me. You know what I'm saying? And didn't pay me. And then you turn back around, this nigga, the same nigga who didn't pay me might be doing a big, gigantic show. And you'll see the same nigga that I just told about how this nigga did me all on this nigga page. Like, hey, man, I can't wait to your show. Man, get off that nigga dick, man. You don't have to ride dick in this game. This ain't a dick riding next level game. Nah, just be funny and be you. Be yourself. They'll respect you so much more when you're funny and you're yourself. You got to recognize that. You got to know that. I try to be true. I try to be honest with my stand-up. And I don't steal. I don't steal no stand-up. You got these guys nowadays, they stealing memes. They stealing your memes. If you take somebody post off their page, give that person credit for what they posted. Y'all taking real comedy. I just seen one of my partners, OD Odell, jokes on a whole meme. His joke was on a meme. Somebody took what he say and put it on a meme and shared it. And then another comedian took it and shared it. And before you know it, that's that joke not even attached to him no more. Now he attached to the damn meme. Come on, man. This a snake game. This a snake game. I kind of got to get used to people following my lead too, man. I'm not really used to that, you know. It bothered me a lot when I started seeing people wearing True Heart. You know, like, man, people really wearing True Heart now, and I'm so happy. But I had to get used to it because I was one of True Heart's first brand ambassadors. You know, like, I was one of the first people that they gave clothes to, and they clothed for shows and everything. And I'm so happy to be a part of the whole True Heart team. But then I had to sit back one day, and I'm looking on Instagram, I'm looking at everything. I'm like, whoa, everybody's wearing True Heart now. I'm like, we did it. But then I'm like, man, but on the inside of me, I'm like, man, all these guys want to start dressing like me. But that's not how I'm supposed to think. That's not how I'm supposed to think. You know, it's gonna happen. They're gonna follow the trend. It's a really dope brand. You know, and we some really dope people. So of course people gonna want to do what we're doing. I got to get used to that, man. I got to get used to being a trendsetter. You know, that's a position that you know, it's a gift and a curse. It's a gift because it's like everybody looking at you to show them the lead. But it's also a curse because you're like, damn, they all stealing my style. Everybody just stealing, like, what I'm trying to do, you know? What I'm trying to do is, and it's the internet, man. The internet is so big. The internet is so big, you never know who's watching you. You never know who's watching you on the internet. You can have a celebrity watching you right now, doing what you're doing, but on a major level. You know what I'm saying? Taking what you got going, putting on a major level. It's possible. It's possible, man. I'm enjoying my podcast. I enjoy putting this out for y'all. Hope y'all continue to listen. What can I leave y'all with, man? Just, man, try to be a solid person, man. Every day, everywhere. You know, don't be solid half the time, but then other time be a snake. Be solid all the time. Be you all the time. I stand by everything I said on this podcast. I will forever stand by everything I say. I will forever stand up for everything I believe in. I appreciate y'all for listening to this episode about snakes and comedy. I hope y'all learning a lot from me. I'm hoping y'all learning a lot about me. And y'all stay tuned for the next episode, man. It's Hans.